Hi there. Welcome to This Week in Sport. Sunday the 8th of September. Okay. Sorry I've been away for a few weeks. All to my thousands and thousands of fans. yeah, just haven't had time to do a podcast, but I'm going to do one this week, obviously. now, I'm going to go through all the sports scores over the weekend. Finals, footies abound. AFL, NRL, we've got a lot of World Cup qualifiers in the football. So let's get it started. Okay, AFL first off the rank. We've got Hawthorn and Sydney played in the finals week one. Hawthorn beat Sydney 105-51. And Geelong played Fremantle. Fremantle won that 87-72. Port Adelaide defeated Collingwood 87-63. And Carlton come from behind victory, defeated Richmond 116-96. So, being finals for you, a few teams have got knocked out. A few teams have got a week off. So, next week, it will be Geelong versus Port Adelaide on Friday, September 13th. And Saturday, September 14th, Sydney will play Carlton. The week after, Hawthorn will play the winner out of Sydney and Carlton. And Fremantle will play the winner out of Geelong and Port Adelaide. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to move on to football now. There's a lot of World Cup qualifiers on, so I'll try and go through them quickly and try not to bore you too much. There's still a few games left in all the World Cup qualifiers in the next month or two. So, yeah, a lot of teams or a lot of countries will either make the World Cup or have to wait another 4 years, unfortunately. So many countries out there trying to go for a World Cup spot. But first off, international friendlies. Brazil hammered Australia 6-0. What can you really say about that? Brazil, one of the best teams in the world. Australia got a long way to go. On to Africa World Cup qualifying. Okay, there was a few matches being played. I'll go through them all quickly and then give you the standings of where they all sit. Okay, Ghana defeated Zambia, 2-1. Ethiopia defeated Central African Republic 2-1. South Africa defeated Botswana 4-1. Nigeria 2-0 over Malawi. Angola 4-1 over Liberia. Burkina Faso 1-0 over Gabon. Niger and Congo Kinshasa 2-2 draw. Sierra Leone 3-2 over Equatorial Guinea. Gambia 2-0 over Tanzania. Cote d'Ivoire, 1-1 with Morocco. Cape Verde 2-0 over Tunisia. Senegal 1-0 over Uganda. There's still a few games left in the next couple of days. So I won't be able to give you those results, obviously, but next week I will definitely be able to. Now, onto the table. They've got a few groups, the African continent. Group A, Ethiopia and South Africa. Then Botswana, Central African Republic. Group B, Tunisia, Cape Verde, Sierra Leone, Equatorial Guinea. These are the placings. Group C, Cote d'Ivoire. They're first, Morocco, second, Tanzania, and Gambia, fourth, Ghana, Zambia, Sudan, and Lesotho. Group E, Burkina Faso, Congo, Kinshasa, Gabon, and Niger. Group F, Nigeria, Malawi, Namibia, and Kenya. Now, Namibia and Kenya haven't played yet. They play, well, they'll be tomorrow in Australia, so the rest of those groups have already played, and the rest that are coming up haven't played yet. They play in the next couple of days. Group G, Egypt are leading, Guinea second, Mozambique third, and Zimbabwe fourth. Group H, Algeria, Mali, Benin, and Rwanda. Group I, Libya lead, Cameroon, Congo, and Togo. And Group J, Senegal leading with Uganda, Angola, and Liberia rounding out the groups. Now on to CONCACAF. There's still some fixtures to be played tomorrow, Wednesday, but won't be able to get to them. But the games that were played yesterday, Honduras beat Mexico 2-1, Costa Rica beat the USA 3-1, and Panama and Jamaica had a nil-all draw. Now the table as it stands now, there's six teams. Costa Rica are leading now, they're on 14 points, USA 13, Honduras are on 10, Mexico 8, Panama 7, and Jamaica are on 3 points. They all play on Wednesday, and then they've got two more matches after that, so three more matches left in CONCACAF. Okay, on to Europe qualifying. Obviously, there's a lot of groups as well, and a lot of big nations competing, so... in Macedonia defeated Wales 2-1, Serbia and Croatia 1-1, and Belgium beat Scotland 2-0. Okay, Kazakhstan defeated Faroe Islands 2-1, Russia 4-1 over Luxembourg, Armenia defeated the Czech Republic 2-1, Denmark 2-1 over Malta, Ukraine 9-0 over San Marino, Georgia and France 0-0, Spain 2-0 over Finland, Italy 1-0 over Bulgaria, Germany 3-0 over Austria, Sweden defeated Ireland 2-1, Portugal 4-2 over Northern Ireland, Poland defeated Montenegro 1-1, and Israel 1-1 with Azerbaijan. Okay, Turkey beat Andorra 5-0, Romania defeated Hungary 3-0, and Estonia and the Netherlands 2-2. Norway 2-0 over Cyprus, Slovenia 1-0 over Albania, and Switzerland, Iceland 4-4. Latvia 2-1 over Lithuania, Slovakia 1-0 over Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Greece defeated Liechtenstein 1-0. Okay, and now the tables. I'll just tell you in where they're standing, 1-6 in all their groups. Belgium first, in Group A, Belgium first, Croatia, then Serbia, Macedonia, Wales, and Scotland. Group B, Italy's leading, Bulgaria second, Czech Republic, Armenia, Denmark, and Malta. Group C, Germany leading, Sweden second, Austria, Ireland, Kazakhstan, and Faroe Islands. Excuse me. Group D, Netherlands leading, Romania second, Hungary, Turkey, Estonia, and Andorra. Group E, Switzerland leading, Norway have jumped into second spot now. Albania, Iceland, Slovenia, and Cyprus rounded out. Group F, Portugal leading, Russia second, Israel, Northern Ireland, Azerbaijan, and Luxembourg. Group G, Bosnia, Herzegovina, and Greece are equal, but Bosnia have a superior goal difference. Slovakia third, Latvia, Lithuania, and Liechtenstein. Group H, England and Montenegro are equal on 15 points, but England have played one game less. Then we've got the Ukraine, Poland, Moldova, and San Marino. And in Group I, Spain leading, and France is second, Finland, Georgia, and Belarus. There's only five teams in Group I. And on to South American World Cup qualifiers. Four matches were played yesterday. Colombia defeated Ecuador 1-0, Paraguay 4-0 over Bolivia, Chile 3-0 over Venezuela, and Uruguay 2-1 over Peru. And the table as it stands now Argentina leading with Colombia, both on 26 points, but Argentina better goal difference. Chile third, Ecuador fourth, Uruguay fifth, Venezuela, Peru, Paraguay, and Bolivia round out that group. Okay, now on to the MLS. Only half the games have been played so far this week. Columbus Crew 2-0 over Houston. Dallas 3-1 over the Whitecaps. Sporting Kansas City 3-0 over Columbus Crew. Seattle 2-1 over Chicago. Colorado 1-0 over LA Galaxy. Portland defeated Toronto 4-0. Now the tables, as it stands, is East and West table. There's still a few games to be played for a couple teams. Some teams have two games to be played. Some others three, one. But at the moment, in the East Conference, Sporting Kansas City leading. Montreal second. New York Red Bulls third. Philadelphia, New England, Houston, Chicago Fire, Columbus Crew, Toronto, and DC United dead last in the Eastern Conference. Now, Western Conference, so nine teams. Real Salt Lake, Seattle Sounders, second. LA Galaxy, third. Colorado, Portland, Dallas, Whitecaps, San Jose Earthquakes, and Chivas USA last in the Western Conference. And that wraps up all the football scores so far this weekend. Okay, now on to NFL. There's only been one game played in the first game of the season. It's going to be a cracker of a season, I think. Denver played Baltimore on Thursday night football, thrashing Denver 49, Hammond Baltimore 27. Peyton Manning, seven touchdown passes, a record. So that was hammering first up for Baltimore, who won the Super Bowl last year. So yeah, there's all the games, most of the games will be on tomorrow morning for Australians. So yeah. Now on to tennis in the US Open. Again, tomorrow will be the final for the women, and Tuesday will be the final for the men's. But semi-finals for the men's, Djokovic defeated Wawrinka in five sets. 2-6, 7-6, 3-6, 6-3, 6-4. And Richie Gasquet, always get his name mixed up, got beat by Nadal in three sets. It was Nadal won 6-4, 7-6, 6-2. So the final will be battled out between Djokovic and Nadal, and Djokovic seeded number one, Nadal two. It's going to be an absolute cracker. Now on to the women. Victoria Azarenka defeated Panetta, I'm not sure of her first name, but she won in two sets, 6-4, 6-2. And Serena Williams defeated Li from China, 6-love, 6-3. So in the final, tomorrow, my time, Serena Williams, Victoria Azarenka, again, 1 and 2 seeded. So that'll be a very good match. Now, Formula One, I really should start doing this on a Monday because, yes, they've done qualifiers, but the actual race will be on tonight, my time, so I won't be able to get to it. But qualifiers are in the Italian Grand Prix. Vettel came first, Webber, then Hülkenberg, Massa, Alonso, Rosberg, Ricciardo, Perez, Jenson Button, and Jean-Eric Vergnet. Sorry, I'm not sure how to say his name. That was the top 10 qualifiers, but yeah, so that's the Italian Grand Prix. And the standings at the moment are Sebastian Vettel is leading 197 points, and Fernando Alonso, second on 151. Lewis Hamilton, Kimi Raikkonen, Mark Webber, Rosberg, Massa, Grosjean, Button, and Resta round out the top 10. On to golf. PGA Championship was a little while ago, not that long ago, but the top five. Duffner, Furyk, Stenson, Blixt, and Adam Scott from Australia. Yeah, so that was the PGA Championship. It was, yeah, a little while ago, but I thought I'd update you in case you didn't know. Okay, now on to the Rugby Union. Rugby Championship that's happening at the moment between South Africa, New Zealand, Argentina, and Australia. I'll go through all the results, even though it started a few weeks ago, but Australia played New Zealand in the first match, and New Zealand won 47-29. South Africa defeated Argentina 73-13. Round two, the next weekend, New Zealand defeated Australia again 27-16. And South Africa defeated Argentina 22-17. New Zealand 28 defeated Argentina 13. That was last night. And South Africa defeated Australia 38-12. Now, the standings at the current time, South Africa are leading. They're on 14 points. New Zealand are second on 13 points. Argentina have got 1 point, and Australia have got 0 points. Okay, and lastly, I'll be going on to the NRL. It's round 26, the last round before the finals. And the results were Broncos, Brisbane defeated the Canberra Bulldogs 16-11. The Sydney Roosters defeated South 24-12, which meant that Sydney Roosters got the minor premiership and South came second. The Dragons beat the Warriors 19-10. Melbourne defeated Gold Coast Titans 23-22 in Golden Point. The Cowboys thrashed the West Tigers 50-22. Penrith upset Manly 38-26. The Knights thrashed Parramatta 54-6, and the Cronulla Sharks defeated the Canberra Raiders 38-18. So next week, the finals, eight teams. It will be the Rabbitohs will play Melbourne, and the Roosters will play Manly, first, fourth. The Sharks will play the North Queensland Cowboys, and the Bulldogs will play the Newcastle Knights. And the way the final ladder finished up, Roosters, as I said before, minor premiership. Rabbitohs had the same amount of points on 40, but their points difference was not as good. Melbourne came third, Manly fourth, Cronulla fifth, the Bulldogs sixth, Knights seventh, and the Cowboys eighth. And the last eight was Gold Coast, Panthers, the Warriors, the Broncos, the Raiders, Dragons, Tigers, and the Eels ended up coming up with the wooden spoon. And last but not least, I'll go over to the Super League in England. They're in their last round as well. So the games this weekend, Rhinos defeated the Warriors 20-6, Vikings 24-4 over the Reds, Saints 38, Hull 12, the Bulls 58 over Huddersfield 6, and Warrington Wolves 14 over Catalan Dragons 12. There's two games to go. The Rovers play the Broncos and the Wildcats play the Tigers. The final series, the top eight's already settled. Huddersfield will play Wigan. Warrington will play Leeds. St Helens will play Hull Kingston Rovers, and Hull FC will play Catalan Dragons. The way the table finished up was Huddersfield first with a minor premiership, Warrington second, Leeds, Wigan, St Helens, Hull, Catalan Dragons, and Hull Kingston Rovers ran out top eight, and Bradford, Widnes Vikings, Castleford, Wakefield, and Salford and London Broncos got the wooden spoon this year. Now, that's going to be it for this week. Sorry about the delay, or not delay, but not doing it for a few weeks. I'll try and be more thorough and do it every week. I might switch to a Monday night. There's just too much sport that runs over in the time slot, like the NFL and the EPL will be back next week. So they'll most of the games will play on a Monday morning for me anyway. So I'll come back next Monday and hopefully with a lot more scores for you. So have fun and sport on.